You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today in The Key, we're going to be examining a very beautiful question, which is very significant. That question is related to one of the virtues which Islam has laid great emphasis on. I am speaking of the virtue of taqwa or piety. As you know, piety is one of the central virtues within Islam. In fact, it might be said to be the central virtue in Islam. This is testified to the numerous hadiths and verses of the Holy Quran, which emphasize it. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been stated that he said, "God weariness is the remedy for the sickness of your hearts, the sight for the blindness of your hearts, the cure for the sickness of your bodies, the reformation of the corruption of your chests," meaning your souls, "the purification of the filth of your souls, the enlightenment of the blindness of your eyes, the safety for the fear of your anxiety, and the light to the blackness of your darkness." And Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam also said, "There is no nobility for the Qurayshite nor the Arab other than through humbleness, and no dignity other than through God-weariness." Now, in connection with taqwa or God-weariness, the question we want to pose today is this: what are the characteristics of the God-weary? And this is an important question, because if we don't know their characteristics, then how can we really assess whether we are God-weary or not? In this regards, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been related as having said this. And this is a part of a long hadith in which a person named Hammam, who was a devoted worshipper and follower of the Imam, came to the Imam and asked him, "O Commander of the Faithful, describe to me the God-weary in such a way as though I was to see them. Ka'anni anzuru ilayhim." So he, meaning the Imam, praised Allah and extolled him and praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then said this: The God-weary in this world are the people of virtue. Their speech is to the point, and their dress is moderate, and their gait is humble. They keep their eyes closed to what Allah has made unlawful for them, and they put their ears to that knowledge which is beneficial to them. They remain in times of trials as they have been in times of comfort. If there had not been fixed periods of life ordained for each, their spirits would not have remained in their bodies, even for the twinkling of an eye, because of their eagerness for the reward and fear of chastisement." Now here, the hadith continues. Later on, the Imam says this: "The sign of any one of them is that you will see that he has strength in religion, prudence along with leniency, faith with conviction, eagerness in seeking knowledge with forbearance, moderation in wealth, devotion in worship, gracefulness in neediness, endurance in hardship, desire for the lawful, pleasure in guidance and hatred of greed. He performs virtuous deeds, but still feels afraid. In the evening, he is anxious to offer thanks. In the morning, his anxiety is to remember Allah." Thank you for joining us here on The Key, where we're looking at the characteristics of the God-weary in the light of the hadith of the Infallibles, alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.